We're with Greg Anderson right now of the National Biodiesel Board here at Trade Talk 2021 in Kansas City. And Greg, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's good to be back in person with everybody, and the aisles are filled with farm broadcasters getting information, telling a story of agriculture across the country. We're really thankful for farm broadcasters such as yourself, Dustin, and others who give that story day by day and get our message out.
So speaking of the message that needs to get out right now from National Biodiesel Board's perspective, tell us a little bit about what things you guys are talking about right now.
Well, right now we're looking at, last year exceeded 3 billion gallons in production for the very first time, and NBB has a strategic goal of doubling that by the year 2030. And I think we're going to reach that to even before then, just simply because of markets such as California, which is now 1 billion gallons annually, northeastern states, which are now using biodiesel blended with heating oil to serve that market. That's about a 400 million gallon market currently and has much room for expansion. And then we're seeing other issues in markets such as the shipping industry and railroads. We're just seeing carbon reduction being kind of the main player right now. And of course, biodiesel and renewable diesel have always had that story of reducing carbon, reducing emissions, reducing that particulate matter, better for human health. We're just have a great story that's always been there, and now it's kind of being discovered because of this movement.
You know, and we talk amongst with the ethanol people and talking about the fact that the administration really is going on the, you know, idea of green energy and stuff like that. And obviously electric, that's the long-term solution. Biodiesel, ethanol, those, they're here now. You know, how receptive is the administration to that message? I know ethanol's had some troubles in the past. How about biodiesel on that front?
Well, we'd like them to be a little bit more receptive than they have been, just simply because of that. It seems like real attractive thing now is electric, and everybody's talking about that. It has a lot of buzzwords, but you really think about the long term, that's probably decades away, if ever, getting into our over-the-road trucking industry, getting into our agriculture equipment, things of that nature, and all the cost that it would take to do that. Right now, as you mentioned, we have biodiesel, renewable diesel here today. It's a drop-in fuel. There's no engine modifications needed. And it's ready to go, and it reduces carbon to just about net zero anyway. So let's use that in our existing. It's the most cost effective, and it really helps agriculture because it creates a demand for soybean oil and corn oil, canola oil, animal fats, even recycled cooking oil from the restaurants. It really keeps that domestic flavor to our country, and it boosts farm income to the tune of about 13% of the price of a bushel of beans is attributed to biodiesel. So I know it's huge for me as a soybean farmer to know that I'm getting about, if I sell a bushel of soybeans for example, just $12 a bushel, you know, about $1.50 of that is attributed just directly to biodiesel, and that's really important.
You know, are we seeing any, obviously the big thing is, and it's not just agriculture, logistics issues and things like that. Obviously, when you have California being such as, for example, a big consumer, is there any difficulty right now in getting that delivered to them?
Right now, they're getting everything that they want and need, and that's important. Those things will be, continue to be monitored, though, because especially in the Northeast, where they're ramping up the bioheat usage in such a dramatic way very, very quickly, especially with three states this year latching onto a B20 mandate, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. So that's huge. That's going to be really move the needle pretty quickly. So all that supply chain needs to respond, and that's a very complicated issue. But, always we'll just let the markets work, and we'll let those suppliers work that out and get the product to those end users that really demand it.
You know, we talked about obviously the policies and things like that. Any other things coming down the pipeline in that biodiesel industry that you guys are really excited about?
Well, we're pretty excited about the shipping industry. Maersk, who's the largest shipper in the world, has a carbon reduction goal of 50% by the year 2030, which is incredible, and because they just move so much internationally. The number one pathway to get there is biodiesel. And so that's pretty exciting, just the volume that they use. And then we see the railroads, who really didn't have much use for biodiesel in years past, now are knocking on our door asking how can we get blend levels even higher than 20% so that we can reduce our carbon score. So with that, the whole transportation industry is now looking at biodiesel and renewable diesel as a solution. And then we have, which I've failed to talk about yet, but it's really exciting, the sustainable aviation fuel, because airlines are committed to reducing their carbon score and looking at sustainable aviation fuel as the pathway to do that.
And what kind of timeline do you see that being? I mean, obviously, we're just starting to hear more about it, but what kind of timeline are we looking at?
Really, in any scale, it's going to be some years away, but as everybody knows, the structure, infrastructure, the planning, the design, all that needs to be done is right now. And so we'll continue to see that grow, and we'll hear more about it in years to come, for sure. And then we'll see it implemented, I think, pretty broadly by the time, another decade is over.
All right. Well, Greg, I thank you so much for your time and telling us what's been going on.
Well, thank you, Dustin. We had a good crop back in Nebraska, and we're thankful for that and ready to start over again here pretty soon. And before too long, we'll know it's planting season already.
Yeah, it's going to go really quick. That's Greg Anderson here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.